the Oaks present an interesting case of understanding disturbance, succession, and human-induced ecological change. Most oaks are relatively intolerant of shade, but the different species vary in their tolerance. Bur oak and black oak are the most light-demanding of our oaks. Bur oak is found in oak savannas and oak openings in southern Wisconsin and is well adapted to fire. Black oak is a drought-tolerant tree found in dry, sandy soils. In the absence of fire, woody vegetation begins to regenerate, creating shade that makes it more difficult for seedlings of these two light-demanding species to grow. Because the environment is shadier, it also tends to be moister. More shade-tolerant oaks like white oak and red oak will start to come in, along with other trees like shagbark hickory and shrubs like hazelnut, as the ecosystem transitions to a dry or dry mesic forest. Ultimately, oaks will be replaced by even more shade-tolerant species like sugar maple and basswood, commingled with many other species that make up the southern mesic forest. Differences in shade tolerance help to explain the process of succession, where early species are replaced by more shade-tolerant species that eventually dominate the late successional forest.